Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Anthony Gargano in the Morning Guys. This is the BNC Line.
I love all the bitches.
Stop your bitching!
Brought to you by Swart Color. Get the money you deserve. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Yo. Enough with the pining for the Kelly Green. I'm sick of it. Kelly Green, years of what? Buddy Bowl. Those scrappy Eagles, no Super Bowl. The midnight green is the color of victory, NFC East dominance. But come on.
I can never rip the Kelly Green. So, you know, I'll never say never to the Kelly Green.
I just like to look better. That doesn't bring back bad memories.
Exactly.
I just like the look.
Exactly. I would disagree with my man. What's next?
Maybe it's just me because I'm a little bit lit and the ESPYs are getting under my skin. But does anybody else want to take Flo and Jamie from Progressive commercials, roll them up in a piece of carpet, and hit it with a fungo bat for about half an hour?
Yes!
Little Jamie?
I cannot stand Little Jamie.
Come on, Little Jamie? I thought you loved Little Jamie.
He's the number one, number two.
Are the worst. Little, because you know why?
Who's your number two? Little?
Because little, no, don't go to that commercial. Little Jamie needs a beating. You know what he needs? He needs to toughen up, Little Jamie.
Agree? He needs boot camp.
He does. He's too much.
He's very sensitive.
Yes.
And the new commercial with the singing. Oh my God!
It's terrible. Yeah, the acapella. Yeah, that's the cat. But like that's the new in is Little Jamie. Now, Big Jamie, how do you feel about that?
I wish it was a different name, but I guess it's bringing some Jamie awareness to the table.
Not in a positive way, but awareness nonetheless.
Hey, this is Buster Only's Vermont Farm checking in. I don't think Manny's leaving L.A. He's going to love it over there. So please, Phillies, I've been with the Only family for decades. Generations I've been with the Only's. Please overpay this offseason. I don't want a new owner. There's so many memories with this family.
That is incredible knowledge. That is incredible show knowledge. And I love that you're going the only farm. The only farm. That, remember, he said he would bet his dairy farm in Vermont that the Phillies get Machado.
Did he have a Machado, or was it just Machado?
No, it was Machado.
Just Machado. Well, we have to give him until...
Do we have that on tape?
We have to give him until next year, I guess, right?
I can dig it up, yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm telling you right now, if the Phillies don't land Machado, I'm going to Buster.
You're
going to
bust Buster.
And I'm taking that farm.
Yeah, we'll storm right the gates and take it back.
I'm going to show up at his door in overalls. I got to buy him somewhere.
Yeah, that's a sight.
What are you looking at me for? He looks at me and goes, "Where do you buy overalls at? Get the hell out of here. You ever see me?"
It's a great question.
I don't think I've worn a pair of jeans since I was hired here, let alone overalls.
No, I'm just, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'll tell you where to get some Nike or Adidas shorts.
Yeah, I know that. You and I shop at the same Models or Dick's Sporting Goods.
It's called athleisure these days.
Yeah, we're big athleisure men, but I don't know where you would find overalls or boots. But I'm showing up at the Alme, Vermont. I want the cheddar farm.
I am the captain of the farm now.
That's right. I go, "Dude, where's Machado at? You bet the farm. You lost. I'm now the proprietor of the farm."
I can guarantee you that if Julio Jones makes that catch in the end zone and we don't get past Atlanta, there is absolutely, positively not one Eagles fan telling Carson to take off the month of September. He makes that catch, everybody's saying, "Carson, if Carson says game one, everybody's behind him game one." Nobody's talking about taking off a whole month of a season.
You're right. You're right on.
Even Jamie.
I think you're right on, man. What do you think, Jane? Would you be saying that?
No. I'd say get Carson out there week one.
Yeah.
Dear God, I think you misunderstood me. I meant for you to get Mike Moustakas in Philly, not Mike Muscala. I don't know if you can fix this for me. Thanks a lot. Trust the process.
Trust the process. Trust the process. Mike Muscala.
Trust the process.
Doesn't excite you all that much, huh? Fuck now, boy.
Actually, he excites me more than Kyle Korver.
Wow. It's a very, very...
I mean, are we serious with Kyle Korver?
I mean, it's fine.
I mean, he's 40 years old. He's pushing 40.
Look, what happened last year in the playoffs, too? That's what scared... Like, Boston showed you, if you don't have guys that can get away from them defensively on the perimeter, they're going to get shut down. You go to the playoffs, Kyle Korver can't come off the bench.
No. No, I'm out. I'd rather... Come on, bro. If I say Korver or Bellinelli...
Oh, my God.
No, even he can't go Korver over Bellinelli. As much as you hate the belly, you can't hate the belly more than Korver. Seriously.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Really. He hit the shot. Korver's not hitting that shot.
Well, Korver may be behind the three-point line, and it's a walk-off.
I knew that was going to be his response. Yeah, but he's not, knew it.
But he can't run to the spot.
He can move a little bit.
He's not running to the spot. Come on. Come on. Just give it up.
He'll hit open shots.
Give up belly over Korver.
Slightly.
Jeez. I know you hate Italians, but my God.
Hey, this offseason, our Sixers were going to get LeBron, hopefully. And then I thought we had a shot at Paul George. And then we had a shot, I thought, at Kawhi. But we just got Mike Muscala. F my life. I need my Eagles back. Screw this offseason. Screw Mike Muscala. I need Carson.
I hear you. And I'm glad you've changed into from the Alme Farm. That was the Alme Farm guy.
That's Sam in Seattle.
Who is awesome. That's Sam in Seattle. It is Sam in Seattle. That's cool.
Yeah, hold on. This is Philadelphia free agency calling. I just wanted to reach out to inform the fans of Philadelphia that I'll be taking some time off this summer to travel with Paulby. Unfortunately, I'll be out of pocket with limited access to email. However, if you'd like immediate assistance, you can reach out to Guy Sekahema. Oh, wait, what's that, Paulby? Oh, he's on his way? I'm next. All right, never mind.
You know what, bro? I had a tough time hearing that one.
That was Philadelphia free agency calling.
All a lot of ambient noise here at the Tropicana.
I'm just from the hip here. I really don't know contracts and all that. But we don't know Trout wants to come back to Philly. I mean, he's a hometown kid, thrown through. What do you think? Maybe at the end of this year or next year, you know, what kind of package could we get to maybe trade for him now and not give up too much? I mean, is the thought there?
There's nothing that you can't get. Yeah, listen, the Angels aren't going to trade him. No. You can't say enough to give up for Mike Trout. I mean, quite frankly, to get Mike Trout, who you want? You want Nola and? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can't give up enough to get Mike Trout.